Enzor's hometown of Ostend, Belgium, was a bustling summer resort, but it turned sleepy in the off-season, and people retreated indoors. Enzor's family owned a small curiosity shop along a busy street near the beach. They lived above it on the second floor, and Enzor kept his studio on the top floor, which afforded him grand vistas of the ocean and the town below. He painted this view from his studio in 1880. Curator, Anna Swinburne.
There are certain elements of it which ground the work in a readability sense. One or two of the roofs, for example, on the far right edge, the red triangle is very obviously a roof, which is then echoed back at the gray and then to the center of the back that is the pinkish red, which gives a hint of recession and gives a hint of subject matter. But at the same time, the majority of the canvas is really about color, interaction of color, application of paint, and materiality. That's, I feel, incredibly forward-looking.
Enzor's technique during this period is called tachism, from the French verb tacher, meaning to mark. Using a paintbrush or palette knife, he applied paint suggestively in thick dabs and strokes.
You can see the contrast between the facades of the buildings and the street and the sky above, and how using the tachist technique, he can vary the colors and the application of paint so that in the sky it's a little bit cleaner and smoother than what you have in the immediate foreground of the street that helps you to read the image and for him to portray his rendition of the scene.